Thank you for calling customer support. Supervisor Parthenia speaking. May I please get your zip code?
86326. And what was your name again?
Parthenia.
Okay.
And your first and last name, please?
Bonnie Hollingsworth.
Thank you. And your shipping address?
813 East Joy Court.
Thank you for the information. I see you're calling about the keto control and the pure cleanse, and your account is canceled. How may I help you?
Well, I did order a bottle of each back in April, but I read no place online that those were just sample things, and that if I didn't cancel something, that they were going to bill me for $99.95 or four and $95.94. So I was calling because I had no idea what these charges were for. And unfortunately, one of them I couldn't take. It made me sick and made me dizzy. But I thought I was just ordering one bottle of each. And she says, well, it was in the terms. Well, I didn't see no terms, and I didn't read anything that told me that I had to call and cancel. I thought I was just ordering one bottle of each of something I wanted to try. So I would like these taken off my credit card, and I don't want any product sent because she's already canceled it.
Okay. Now, as of those two charges that you paid back in April on the 18th. They are the retail price of the product that you already have at your home. You did agree to a 14-day trial period once you paid.
No, I did not agree to a 14-day trial. Nowhere did I read that it was a 14-day trial or that I had to call and cancel anything, or I would have.
Did you pay shipping and handling up front for the product?
I don't know what they charged me for shipping and handling.
Okay, but did you pay shipping and handling, which was $4.97 and $5.97?
That's what the pills were, they told me.
Okay, that's shipping and handling.
One was $5.97. That was shipping and handling?
That's correct.
That was what I thought the pills were for. That's what they told me that they were selling the pills for me for.
So when you
paid
that...
I can afford that.
Mm-hmm. When you paid that, you signed up on a trial for 14 days.
Well, it didn't tell me I was signing up for any trial for 14 days. That's what I'm trying to get somebody to understand.
Did you read the terms and conditions on the website that you ordered from? The ones that you had to agree upon?
I didn't see any terms and conditions on the website.
Okay. Well, terms and conditions are on every website that you order from.
Well,
but by paying shipping and handling, you're agreeing to the terms and conditions, so you're agreeing to be billed.
But that wasn't the shipping and handling. That's what they told me the pills were for.
That's shipping and handling, ma'am. What you paid previously.
If I have to call somebody else to turn you guys in, I will. I want these charges taken off my credit card. I did not. I paid for $5.97 for the keto
and
the other one was, it didn't say shipping and handling. That's what they said the pills were, and so that's why I bought them.
Okay, that was shipping and handling that you paid, ma'am, for the product.
Well, I don't care what you're telling me now. That's not what was on when I bought them. And nowhere did it tell me to call and cancel anything. Otherwise, it was going to cost me almost $100 for both of them. I can't afford that. I would not even have bought something that cost that much. And certainly would not have not called if I'd have read anything that told me I had to cancel. So there must be something that you can do.
Okay. Well,
if I
nobody...
could afford this,
go ahead.
I would probably let it go, but I can't.
Okay. Now there's no way to.
Single person on Social Security.
There's no way to purchase the product without agreeing to the terms and conditions on the site. So a 14-day trial is what you did get on. I
well,
do apologize.
If I saw any terms and conditions to read them, I would have.
I do understand.
That said, oh my God.
And I do apologize that you weren't aware of that information, but you did agree to that when you paid your shipping and handling. Now, as a customer courtesy, I am able to provide you with a 50% refund back on those two charges that you have on the account.
Well, if that's the best you can do, would you please do that?
Allow me 1 second so I can calculate that up for you to tell you how much will be going back into your account.
Okay.
Thank you for patiently holding. That'll be $47.97 and $49.97 going back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Could you repeat that again? 47 what?
$47.97 and $49.97 going back
well,
into your
I appreciate
account.
You said 5 days?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
You'll also get an email to confirm that you're getting the refunds.
Okay. Well, Athena, I thank you for at least that much. I will pay more attention, or maybe I just won't order on the internet anymore since I evidently did not understand what was going on with this one. But I do appreciate at least some of it off.
It was my pleasure. And is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that'll be all.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.